This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Greeks have rescued 1,417 migrants over only 3 days in landings on islands in the Aegean Sea. Google is reorganized as a unit of a holding company to be called Alphabet in order to allow other ventures like self-driving cars, home-based internet, and similar projects to grow and report their earnings separately. Political campaign funds were stolen by a Louisville bookkeeper from Senators Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and David Vitter of Louisiana. In Vitter's case, more than $400,000. Anniversary of Ferguson shooting is marked by marches, but also gunfire and the declaration of another public safety emergency. Countering an effort to remove crosses from churches in China, protesters have climbed spires to shield the crosses, circumvented new regulations, built small crosses to hang outside the windows of members' homes or from their car mirrors. There are over 20 million undocumented Bangladeshi in India. Lion hunts, one of the most lucrative forms of trophy hunting, bring in between $24,000 and $71,000 per outing on average across Africa, according to a 2012 study. Many in Africa fear the outrage over Cecil the Lion's killing could harm conservation efforts. So-called labor reforms in Spain during the economic crisis made it easier to discharge workers, but has set off rounds of cost-cutting. Companies are letting expensive workers go and replacing them with people who will take low-paying part-time work. Podemos, the rising Progressive Party, calls the recovery a big lie. Animas River in southwestern Colorado is severely polluted from mine waste after the EPA itself accidentally breached a store of chemical-laced water. Drinking water to Durango, Colorado was saved, but 1,000 wells for residents may be polluted. 700,000 infants die from diarrhea each year. 15% of the population in the U.S. suffers from profound left-right confusion. This is especially problematic for doctors. 10 states require schools to send so-called fat letters about body mass index to children's homes. Arkansas led the way, but a study has found that students whose families received the letters showed no appreciable improvement in BMI scores. A similar finding was made in California. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about accident issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.